Jury selection is to begin today in U.S. District Court in Manhattan in the trial of Adelphia Communications founder John Regus. Regus, two of his sons, and some former top officials at Adelphia are accused of taking hundreds of millions of dollars from the company. The government claims members of the Regus family used the money to buy stock, pay for the use of corporate jets, even to build an 18-hole golf course. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
In some ways, John Regus was a visionary. Back in 1952, the movie theater owner in the small town of Cowdersport, Pennsylvania, borrowed $300 to buy a cable TV license. The early investment grew into the nation's sixth largest cable operation. But in 2002, it all came crashing down when the company filed for bankruptcy. Regus and others at Adelphia were subsequently indicted, accused of systematically looting the company, according to Assistant Deputy Attorney General Larry Thompson.
Together with their co-conspirators and senior management, in less than 4 years, the complaint alleges, they stole hundreds of millions of dollars and through their fraud caused losses to investors of more than $60 billion.
The 79-year-old Regus was shown ingloriously being led away in handcuffs in front of television cameras. Two of his sons, Michael and Timothy, were also charged, along with Adelphia's former Director of Internal Reporting, Michael Mulcahy, and former Vice President of Finance, James Brown. Brown has since agreed to testify against his former boss, something Stephen Ryan, a former federal prosecutor, says is likely to help the government.
The key thing that the government has in this case is it has a series of turncoats. It has the former VP of Finance cooperating. It has the former Director of Accounting cooperating. So the government is in a traditionally very strong position using underlings to go after the higher-ups.
But government prosecutors will have to walk jurors through some pretty complicated terrain. They'll need to explain so-called off-balance sheet accounting, allegedly used by family members to conceal their financial fraud. Paul Brown is a professor of accounting at New York University's Stern School of Business. He says while something of a challenge, he doesn't think in the end it will be that hard to explain.
It simply means that the corporate records, the corporate books that were reported by Adelphia to shareholders, this amount of the debt was never reported on those balance sheets at all. It's as if it didn't exist.
The family is accused of getting banks to advance around $3 billion, money the government claims family members used to bankroll a lavish spending spree that included stock purchases, use of corporate airplanes, and $150 million to prop up John Regus's money-losing hockey team, the Buffalo Sabres. The Reguses have consistently maintained they were only borrowing the money. Defense lawyers are expected to focus on the family's community-minded behavior. John Regus spent much of his life cultivating goodwill in the town of Cowdersport, where the family lives and where Adelphia still employs around 1,200 people. Sidney Finkelstein is a professor of management at Dartmouth College and author of the book Why Smart Executives Fail. He says for many in town, the Reguses remain larger than life.
It kind of reminds me of that old Mel Brooks movie, Blazing Saddles. They all go into town and every storefront had the name Johnson on it. Whether it was the saloon, whether it was the barber shop, whether it was the bank, everything was Johnson. Cowdersport, Pennsylvania, every name on every door was Regus or Adelphia.
But the trial is not being held in Cowdersport. The case will be heard in U.S. District Court in Manhattan, the same jurisdiction where some other high-profile corporate corruption trials have taken place, including the Martha Stewart trial. It's anticipated this trial will last about 12 weeks. The Regus family recently asked the bankruptcy court for permission to double the amount of money it can spend for its legal defense to $30 million. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.